Proverbs, chapter 14. Every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucks it down with her own hands. He who walks in his uprightness fears Yahweh, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod for his pride, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness utters lies. A scoffer seeks wisdom, and it is not found, but knowledge is easy to him who has understanding. Go into the presence of a foolish man, and you will not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. A trespass offering mocks fools, but among the upright there is goodwill. The heart knows the bitterness of its soul, and a stranger does not intermeddle with its joy. The house of the wicked will be overthrown, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end are the ways of death. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of mirth is heaviness. The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, and a good man will be satisfied from himself. The simple believes every word, but the prudent man looks well to his going. A wise man fears, and departs from evil, but the fool is furious and confident. He who is soon angry will deal foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow down before the good, and the wicked, at the gates of the righteous. The poor is hated even of his own fellow man, but the rich has many friends. He who despises his fellow man sins, but he who has pity on the poor, he is happy. Do they not err who devise evil? But mercy and truth will be to those who devise good. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tends only to poverty. The crown of the wise is their riches, but folly is the diadem of fools. A true witness delivers souls, but he who utters lies causes deceit. In the fear of Yahweh is strong confidence, and his sons will have a place of refuge. The fear of Yahweh is a fountain of life, that one may avoid the snares of death. In the multitude of people is the king's glory, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. He who is slow to anger is of great understanding, but he who is in a hurry of spirit exalts folly. A tranquil heart is the life of the flesh, but envy is the rottenness of the bones. He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who has mercy on the needy honors him. The wicked is thrust down in his evildoing, but the righteous has a refuge in his death. Wisdom rests in the heart of him who has understanding, but that which is in the inward part of fools is made known. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favor is toward a slave who deals wisely, but his wrath will be against him who causes shame.